The detective in this book, in The Man from Beijing, the detective isn't a detective. In fact, the detectives don't do much detecting, and the judge doesn't do much judging. You've kind of flipped it. The detectives have already judged who's done it before they have all the facts, and the judge, who is supposed to decide things, keeps the most open mind, which I found fascinating.
Well, I should tell you that my father was a judge. And I have never, ever before used that experience that I have from that I was a child, the fact of living very closely to the system of justice. But now came a day when I realized that in The Man from Beijing I couldn't use Wallander, and I needed another main character. And I thought about the judge. And to distance myself from the memory of my father, who is dead since many years, I decided to make her a woman. Now, there is another thing too that's important. I wanted to create a main character that had from the past a relation to China. The fact that when she was very young at the university, she was what we in Sweden call a Maoist. And by the way, Sweden is a very decent society. That means that you can become a judge even if you have that kind of post. And that, I think, is one of the real decent things with Swedish society. So that was a couple of the reasons why I chose to use a female judge as a main character. And I was very happy to do that. But I can assure you that she will not come back. This is a one-timer, in a way. I don't have any idea of writing about her again.
That said, I liked her. And I liked her because, for the same reason I like Wallander, she's flawed. I mean, she's a bit difficult to live with. I mean, we see things from her point of view, but you kind of watch the way she treats her husband, who she isn't getting along with terribly. And it's like, you know, it's at least 50-50 here, you know? Yeah. He's a decent guy who's trying, but she could be a bit difficult.
Yeah, sure. But on the other hand, I think that isn't that what life is about? That we are all struggling in our marriages normally, but I think in the end of the novel you will find out, you will at least think that they will go on, they will sort out their problems, they will find a way out of this problems they have, and isn't that what we all do? We are struggling. I also think that people feel at home with this. You know, people really hate to read about marriages that are perfect. I think people find that disgusting, really, because this is not the reality.
The crime at the beginning of this novel, have to say, one of the most horrendous I've ever read. I mean, quite. Can you? This doesn't give a lot away, because you just what has happened in this village?
Well, this is a story with many, I hope, many dimensions. But one of the basic dimensions here is, you would say, a man with a lot of power, and who is also partly, I would say, mad, who has a feeling of a need of a revenge, but not for himself, but what happened to his family in the past. And to make this plausible, I really felt that, okay, his revenge must be fairly bad. And so I decided in the starting point to wipe out the whole village. And I'm quite sure that you can find examples in history about certain things like that, as has happened, even though obviously never in Sweden. But on the other hand, we must remember that what I do is writing fiction. And what is the definition of fiction? It is obviously that I write about what could have happened, but not necessarily what has happened. And by the way, the people up north in Sweden, where this village is supposed to be, they are quite proud of their landscape or their region of Sweden being used, because everyone realizes this is fiction, obviously. So No one has complained about that.
I love how it sort of ripples out, this story. I mean, it starts with a very small, very remote, horrible crime in a small place, but then it really is kind of global in scope, because you end up in Beijing and Mozambique and Zimbabwe.
London?
Yeah.
I think that this is obviously also something I wanted to talk about, that the world of today, there are no places that are not connected to other places. There is always today a sort of connection between the huge places and the small places, and the small countries and the huge countries. And this is what I wanted to talk about. And this is not only geographically in different places, we also historically are in different places, because a part of this story is also historically in the United States in the 1850s and in China in the 1850s. So I really I wanted to write, I wanted to complicate the story for myself, to make it understandable how eventually, why people react the way they do. And it was obviously very difficult and a lot of research.
The book is The Man from Beijing, a new novel from international bestselling author Henning Mankell, and The Man from Beijing is published by Knopf Canada.